Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Rodriguez back here at halftime as part of our Mirabito halftime report. Well, we made a mention before of the various things that people do, and you and I were talking off mic, and I had mentioned that Anthony and I had been watching a kicker by the name of Tanner Fulk. And he never went into the locker room at halftime when we saw the Sydney game at Tioga. He stayed out and kicked the entire time. When we saw the game of Tioga at Harpersville, he never went into the locker room. He stayed out and practiced kicking the entire time. Today, he spent the entire halftime out kicking. And he was obviously practicing field goals. He had some pretty healthy kicks there.
Yeah, he was putting them in from 40 yards out. He almost put a 45-yarder through, missed it by a couple inches.
I can remember back in my first broadcasting lifetime being in a place where there was a school that had an extra coach. So they had a man just working with the kickers, and I can remember Rusty Foster kicking a 45-yard field goal in a high school football game down at Oxford, and I'll tell you, it's a real crowd pleaser.
It's a heck of a kick, too.
Yep. Here we go. It's the Unitigo Spartans going to be kicking it away again. This time they will go to the Tioga Tigers. Jeff Lynch settles in underneath, and Lynch is still on his feet. And there, sadly, he is going to be stopped at about the 40-yard line. Now, the reason I say sadly is the ball was kicked away by Josh Firebend, and he kicks it down to Jeff Lynch. Lynch makes a great run back, and who stops him back across midfield? The kicker. Josh Firebend.
It's always good to have a very good athlete as your kicker because he's your safety.
Oh, he has to be. So who are you going to see in the Shenango Forest Waverly game? That comes up a little bit later today. 8-1 Shenango Forks against 7-2 Waverly for the Class C title game. We'll talk about that momentarily. Tigers ready to go. The ball is going to be handed off in there to number 11. That is going to be Jake Lewis. So we see some new faces in here for Tioga. Jake Lewis, a sophomore, getting an opportunity to run on that one, and he'll pick up about 8 yards.
Yeah, and we'd talked, and we'd said a lot of coaches, when they have a sizable lead at halftime, will come out and leave the first group. Apparently this coach decided just to go right with the second group right off the bat and get some younger guys.
Yeah, he's got a new quarterback in there. That is going to be Sam Burns, who is doing the quarterbacking. So Burns will hand it off, and the ball is going to be carried forward. Cross for the first down. Number 25 is the man carrying that time. That is Dylan House. Now, House started in this ball game, so House is not a strange name. We have seen him before. But we do have a couple of other men in the backfield. Dylan House, only a sophomore, so it's not surprising they leave him in there. So it is going to be Sam Burns in at quarterback. Burns will keep the ball on the ground as he goes to Ryan House, a senior this time. But flags will fly, and it is going to be a penalty marched off against the Tioga Tigers. So Shenango Forks, Waverly, what do you think?
Two excellent teams. Shenango Forks over the years has been the standard, the gold standard, if you will. They have it going. They have their program. They do the same thing all the way from 7th up through 12th, and they typically just plug them in. You know, they graduate kids, and kids come right into this, you know, move right into the spot and do as well as the kid that left.
Outscore their opponents this year 379-96. The scoring output for Waverly, only 113 point difference instead of the 281 for the Forks. Ball going to be kept on the ground as it is going to be carried in there by Aaron Brentnall. Brentnall, a 5'8", 140-pound senior. He is a reserve running back. Will get down inside the 20, 8-yard line is where they'll finally put it down as he gets down inside the 30. Second and about 12, as most of what he gained back had been was getting back penalty yardage. Ball kept on the ground again. Whoop, no big great gain this time as a lot of white jerseys are all over the ball carrier. That is going to be 22. Let's see if we've got 22. Yep, Matt Jump.
Nick Bush in on the tackle. It's a new name. Nick Bush, and it looked like, who's that, number, Shane Bucci.
So we do have a number of players. Number one, that is Jeff Lynch coming back in. Number 23, Sam Burns in at quarterback, as most of the Tioga Tiger reserves are getting a little bit of playing time. Third and about 8. The ball spotted down at the 24-yard line. Handoff will go in there to Lynch, and Lynch is going to be close to first down territory, and he is finally ridden out of bounds by Ryan Marzell. I believe he's about a yard short. We'll have to wait and see. Nope, now they give the big signal, and the white hat, who is that going to be today? That is going to be Carl Bechtel. He makes the signal, and that is the first down. Carl Bechtel, Dave Rakowski, Mark Layton, Mark Shattuck, and Jim Kyler are the officials working this game today. Tioga Tigers lead it by a score of 59-12. First and 10. They have the ball at the 16. And the ball will be kept on the ground again for no appreciable gain. A yard, maybe two.
I think there's a whistle on that play here.
And not only that, it's going to be negative yardage because they will mark off the ball back about to the 21-yard line and put it down there, and it will be a first and 15. Well, I'll tell you, we can open the window a little bit more here now because the heat is really cooking in the press box. Ball kept on the ground and lost momentarily, but fallen on. Let's see, that was maybe number 44. That may have been Keegan Brink, who carried it that time, but he recovered the loose ball.
Yeah, he fumbled. I think he fumbled at the exchange, and the ball rolled for 5 yards, and he ran up and jumped on it. One way to get yards.
So it's second and 10 as he manages to get back the penalty yardage. Sam Burns still in there at quarterback, barking his signals. He will go again in there to Keegan Brink, and Brink will get down inside the 10 as Brink wants to show no mercy and keep this ball moving forward. And with that, Burns, a junior, 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, comes over to talk to the Tioga coaches, gets the play, and goes back out onto the field. Burns just standing up and looking around to make sure that everybody's in the right position. Now goes at it and will hand off in there to Jeff Lynch. Lynch makes it up very close to first down territory, and he will finally be stopped at about the 6. And that's probably going to be enough for the first down. And with that, we are going to have an official timeout, as Carl Bechtel says, I'm not going to make this call. We will bring in the chains. You know, we were talking about the kicker, Tanner Folk, out there practicing, and you said that Carl Madden, or John Madden said something one time. You've got to be a little bit short, I do believe. A
couple inches. Fourth and fourth and 2 inches.
Yep, it is probably 2 to 3 inches. Yeah, and you said that Madden said, well, we just let the kickers do their own thing. It's so interesting to watch the dynamics that come up between the guys in the press box. And, you know, in television they can do replay and so on and so forth. The guys on the radio have to paint the word picture because there's no one else to supply the pictures. But I have a great respect, and Anthony and I would talk during the season. I would go home and I would listen to Canadian football. I don't know anything about Canadian football, but I could appreciate the ability. Oh, we talked about kickers. The ball is going to be up and not quite enough, as we saw Tanner Falk go for a field goal that time. He would have been kicking it from about the 15-yard line. It would have been a 25-yard field goal, but it is NG on this one. So getting back to what I was saying, I can just appreciate the quality of the broadcasting. Now, fans could probably care less. But then again, you look at who your favorite announcers might be, and you appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an art form.
I remember as a kid listening to all of these great baseball announcers, Bob Prince and, you know, all of the guys, Vin Scully is, you know, Phil Rizzuto. You can take it. They all had individual characteristics that set them apart, but nobody had the clarity of Red Barber and Vin Scully. They were so good. And Scully, incidentally, and I told this to Anthony earlier in the season, Vin Scully is now coming in to do his 65th season.
Isn't that amazing?
Of broadcasting. He does all home games and does the away games in California and Arizona. Does not come across the country anymore. We're all going to be passed away, and it's going to be complete down there to, I do believe that is going to be Braden Beadle. I know too many Beatles. That's my problem. And it's going to be up good for the first down as he will get it across the 30 to the 31-yard line. For those of you just joining us, 59-12 is our score. The Tioga Tigers leading the Unitigo Spartans Class D championship game from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The ball will be kept on the ground again. Short yardage going to be gained in there by Corbin Henry. Henry, the senior, manages to get up to about the 30-yard line as he had to run a whole lot and not gain much because most of what he got was from where the handoff came back to, hopefully, the line of scrimmage. Dropping back is Josh Firebrand. Ooh, he pumps once, he pumps twice. Now he's going to run to the left side. He will get good running room and finally run out of bounds after the first down at about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, it was a great run. He set up right, five-step drop, felt a little bit of pressure, and then he was one-on-one with the defensive end, and I think he kind of made a decision. I think I can get outside of him.
Do you?
He dipped and went off for a 15-yard gain off the left side.
Do you call that a broken play? I think that was definitely one where he wanted to pass.
I think it was a designed pass. But again, I think he saw some running room and decided to take off. And that's what the good ones do. They
can make an instant decision and make the right one. Ooh, pass play is going to be down to the 25-yard line.
Tag on, I think 15, we got a late hit on that as well after he went down. That was another strike by Firebrand. I am so impressed with this 10th grade quarterback. He is just putting it on the money, and he throws it on a rope. He's accurate.
He was fun to watch last year as a freshman.
Yeah, and he's, you know, when you're quarterbacks, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but there's different throws that you have to make. You know, your slant pass is a kind of a, almost like a hard ball throw, and then, you know, in that little bubble that he hit just there, he's got to throw it over the linebacker's head and kind of drop it in under the safety, and he's just putting it right on the money.
His target is Corbin Henry, 5'10" senior. So now it will be the Unitigo Spartans knocking at the door. They have the ball at about the 20. Little quick pass, this time coming to Kellen Comenda, 20, 15, and finally out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. So if you're a Kellen Comenda, say, yep, I can step out of bounds right here. I don't need to be creamed. And I still pick up 5 yards, and it will bring up a second and five, and the ball down at the 14-yard line. Unitego trailing in this ball game, 59-12. I do say the Tigers have put new men in the backfield. I have not seen new faces on the line. It is going to be Firebend. Ooh, going to be dropped in his backfield. As this time, number 77, that is Zach Hutchinson, a sophomore, but not a small sophomore, 6'2", 269 pounds, managed to catch Firebend low around the ankles and bumped him down.
Yeah, and I'll follow up what you said. I noticed that as well. They still got their, Tioga's got their starting D line still in there.
Oh, yeah.
44 a couple plays ago. Keegan Brink made a tackle. And they're big up front, 235, 240, 265.
Yep. You are not going to give away the ball game. Firebend, oh, right on the money, goes to Kellen Komenda. As it is a strike, and Komenda that time was several steps ahead of his man, and with that, our score goes 59-18.
And again, another example, like you said, right on the money, they had the corner in the flat and the safety over the top in the hash, and he put it right in between the corner and the safety, right on the money.
But that was just a strike. It was so beautiful. So Josh Firebend now is going to be getting ready to kick. Let's see. Now, they are putting down the kicking tee. Komenda does the holding. Firebend takes a couple of steps back. Here they go. The snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. And the officials extend their arms skyward. Our score, 59-19. It is Class D championship game on your station for sports, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at MengInsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Art Regas, 3:30 remaining third period of play. We welcome all of the listeners along the line joining us either via FM 101 AM 1490 or WCDOsports.com. Low end-over-end kick is going to be gathered in at about the 30-yard line, and immediately it is going to be downed. I'm going to say that was Mike Malella that time who managed to fall on that football. Special thanks going out to the Catalog Outlet Store, to both the Unadilla in Sydney, Great American Food Stores, to Butler Auto Sales, and to Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber for sponsoring the playoff games involving the Unitego Spartans. Your patronage very much appreciated by us and by them. 3:16 the clock running. It is going to still be Sam Burns in there at quarterback, getting a little bit of extra playing time. He will go to the first man through. Flags will fly. Burns, who managed to get a little bit of playing time earlier as a junior, now comes to the near sidelines while all of the activity on the field is going to be a discussion between the officials and the co-captains for the Unitego Spartans. Now the ball will be picked up and moved against Tioga. That will move it back to the 20-yard line.
Yep. A holding call against Tioga. In this case, pushing back.
Yep, so it is going to be a first and 20 as Sam Burns does it again. He lines up and is ready to go. And with that, a flag is called, and let's see, this is going to be against whom this time, and it may very well against the Tioga Tigers. You know, you've got younger players in there. Getting the timing down can be a bit of a perplexing situation.
It is, and it's all about that whole chemistry thing where, you know, you get used to hearing the snap count, and you get used to hearing the quarterback's voice, and you get a new kid in there, all of a sudden he's calm, just a little bit of, you know, just a little bit different than the quarterback that came out, and that's enough to make things like this happen.
Ooh, look out, the ball is going to be run up by Keegan Brink, and Brink will get back about 20 of the yards that were needed, as he will move up to the 29-yard line. That will bring up a second, and we'll call it about 12. Kellen Komenda making the stop that time.
Him and Beadle, if not for those two, that might have been a little bit longer of a run.
2:14 left in the third period. Burns comes to the near sidelines to get the play. Now goes back in and relays that call to the team. He looks around to make sure his backs are where he wants them. It will be second and we'll call it 12. He will go in there. I do believe that is going to be Jeff Lynch carrying that ball that time, as Lynch managing to get just a yard or two. Lynch wears number one on his back. He is a senior, 5'9", 171 pounds.
And Tanner Carr for Unitego in on the tackle, along with number 17, Jake DeJoy.
A couple of youngsters. Carr is a junior. DeJoy, a sophomore. I believe he's probably related to the center on the team, who is a bit older. Don't know that for sure. That is pure supposition on my part. Oh, look out. Sam Burns going to keep the ball and run it himself. And he finally has the ball knocked away as he is hit hard. But he gets back to the 45. He may very well have the first down, but we did have a flag, and we will have to see if that negates Sam Burns' good run.
Yeah, they line up in that too tight power eye where they get one back off to the right and then an eye formation, and they hand it, and they've handed the ball off 25 times. Well, that time he faked that play and bootlegged left, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, but unfortunately his teammates make a bit of a no-no, and as a result it will move the ball back. Now, it's interesting because they have moved the chain, so I do believe that he got the gain that he needed for the first down. So they have moved the chains. And now a 15-yard penalty being marched off will move the ball back inside the 35 to about the 34. And it will bring up a first, and we'll call it 25.
And I will say on the hit going out of bounds, that may have been the hit of the game by Ryan Marzell. He, I think, is maybe a little frustrated. He laid the wood and caused the fumble.
So we have 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. The Tigers of Tioga Central School leading it by, we'll call it 40 points. 59-19 is where we are right now. And we have a bit of a discussion going on over across the way. So while they talk to the officials and try to get things worked out, we will say that this game being brought to you through the courtesy of SFCU, by Cohen Frazier Builders, by Dolores G. Fogarty, attorney at law, and by Chambers and O'Hara, Car and Truck Center. We want to give a particular thank you to the folks at SFCU. They provide the streaming that you people who are listening to us via WCDOsports.com. Well, if you're enjoying that service, thank the folks at the credit union.
They give credit to the officials or reverse their call. I don't know whether there was miscommunication with the chain crew, but they reversed it and didn't give them the first down and moved it back, and it was now third and eight from the 34-yard line.
So Jeff Lynch tries to carry the football. Lynch, number one on his back, the reserve running back senior, now manages to move the ball only up to about the 35. It is going to be a fourth and about six. Had to move those chains back some distance. The ball going to be kicked away by Tanner Folk. It takes a big Unitego bounce as it comes down and reverses direction and comes right back up across midfield. And it will be finally touched down at about the 48-yard line in Tioga territory.
Now that was looked like a pitching wedge with that punt. It hit it on the other side of the 50, about 47, and it came all the way back to the other 48, 5 yards back.
So it will be first and 10 for the Unitego Spartans in Tioga territory, only 18 seconds remaining here in period number three. So Josh Fireman now takes the snap, wants to pass. He has an open man in Corbin Henry, and Henry will get down inside the 30 as he finally is dropped at about the 29-yard line. Time for the chain crew to move again. A gain of about 21 yards, and now they will start the clock, and play will run down. They are going to get it in. Fireman wants to throw. He scrambles off to the near side. He goes to Kellen Komenda, but Komenda was tied up there momentarily by Keegan Brink, and he wasn't able to get away, and that ball sails over his head. So here we are. It's ready to go to the fourth and final period of this ball game today. It is Tioga leading the Unitego Spartans 59-19. It's a Saturday afternoon football game on the Tri-County Heartbeat WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rental. Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Oh, the arm of Josh Fireman is long and powerful, and that time he was out in front of everybody, Rodriguez, as he fires one into the end zone over top of the outstretched hands of Kyle Spaulding, the intended receiver, also over top of the outstretched hands of the blue jerseyed Tioga Tigers.
Well, one thing Josh does nice is he understands that you don't want to necessarily throw it at your receiver. Sometimes you want to throw it away from the defender as well, so only your guy gets it or nobody gets it. And you know, a couple times today he's done that where we hasn't had a completion.
Third and three. This time he'll go to Kellen Komenda. Komenda still on his feet, gets down to the 10-yard line. Oh, I'll tell you, right when we get in the midst of things, then Kellen Komenda manages to find a hole and squirts away. You thought that Fireman that time might have not had an opening, and suddenly he found one.
Yeah, he was very well covered. The kid was right there with him, and Komenda made two people miss after he caught it.
First and 10 from the 11. Fireman wanting to throw. Still lots of time. Now has an opening, and it's Ryan Marzell. and he will hit Marzell in the end zone, and our score goes to 59-25.
Another example of him putting it where only the Unitigo receiver could catch it. He threw it, just kind of floated it, you know, tossed it up there like he was almost shooting a foul shot, and Unitigo came down with a touchdown.
So at 25 points, the Unitigo Spartans have now scored more points against the Tioga Tigers than anybody else. Seton Catholic had 22. Harpersville had 20. 8 points put up by Sydney in the first game, and it was 6 points put up by Cander, and that's all that has been scored against the Tigers this season. The kick will be up. It is not good. Our score will stay 59-25. It's Saturday afternoon football on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And Coach Art Regas back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium following the Unitigo touchdown, making the score 59-25. Josh Fireben will tee up the football at the 40, hold his hand up to alert his teammates, and now a short end-over-end kick will be down at the 22. It is going to be picked up in there by Jeff Lynch. Lynch is still on his feet, and he is finally going to be ridden down again on the far sidelines. Let's see. I was going to give credit to the man who got over there to stop him. The sad part is it was a pretty late in the action stop by the Unitigo Spartans. I was going to at first say it was going to be the kicker as the last time, but this time it was not. I did not see who it was. At first I was keying in on a number, but that didn't turn out to be the right one. The ball will be advanced to the 31-yard line. So as we said, the first of a triple header going on today. It'll be Waverly and Shenango Forks in the contest after this at about 3 o'clock. Another game coming up later in the evening. Ball kept on the ground as the ball carrier gets forward and is going to be given a free ride back up the field. We'll see where they spot the football down. It looks to me like they'll say at about the 28-yard line, gain of about 3 on that play. Vestal at Union or against Union Endicott in the 6 o'clock game. Shenango Forks Waverly at 3, Vestal at UE, or against UE, here at 6. So if you are a dyed-in-the-wool football fan, you still got time to get here. Tioga leading in this ball game by a bunch. The ball handed off in there to number 22. Look out, it could be, and it will be. It is going to be Matt Jump. Matt Jump is the junior. He gets forward and picks up the touchdown from about the 29. So Matt Jump getting the opportunity to up that score again. Brad Jump is a junior. What is Matt Jump? He also a junior?
Yeah, I think he is.
So I don't know if they are related or not. Ball going to be kicked for the point after attempt. The snap, the kick, it is up, and it is good. It cuts the uprights, and our score goes 65-25. Tioga in a commanding lead. It's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Coach Art Regas as we are here at Fieldside, I guess is the plainest way of saying it, at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium, Class D Championship Contest, very much being controlled by the Tioga Tigers. Kellen Komenda will gather the ball in back at about the 15-yard line. Now he cuts up field, still on his feet, gets to the 20 and the 25 and about to the 29. Before he will finally be stopped. Good second effort that time by Kellen Komenda.
Speaking of second effort, number 22, Matt Jump from Tioga, had a pretty good run for that last touchdown. You know, these guys get in. He's not a starter. He don't care what the score is. He broke four or five tackles to go that, I think, 25 yards for the touchdown.
Really outstanding second effort. I will say that. And with that, I do believe that this time it is going to be timeout called by the Unitego Spartans. And that one was called by Josh Firebend. Firebend himself held his hands up and brought that one to a stop. So I don't know if he spotted something that he didn't like, whatever. We want to thank all of those of you who have joined us throughout the year and extended your wise words to us. And we appreciate bringing these ball games to you. And we also want to give a big thank you to the sponsors along the line who have made them possible, particularly here in the playoffs. The Catalog Outlet Store, with locations in Oneonta and Unadilla, North Norwich and Margaretville, by the Unadilla and Sydney Great American Food Stores. This coverage also being sponsored by Butler Auto Sales. And finally, by Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber. Thank you to one and all. Josh Firebend ready to go, and he has a man in the open, and he is going hit out this Kyle Spaulding. Spaulding finds his daylight and is now going down the sideline and still on his feet and into the end zone. And right when it looked like he was going to be hit and hit hard, inside the 10, all of a sudden he managed to elude the man for the last time, and our score goes 66-31. Boy, Coach, I thought for sure that Kyle was going to be outlegged that time by a blue jersey, but at the last moment he managed to, I think, step in toward the center of the field, elude his man, and Kyle Spaulding, a sophomore, 5'10", 165 pounds, gets a TD.
You talk about determination and second effort.
Ooh, Kellen Komenda has the snap come back to him. He was going to hold for Josh Firebend. I do believe that that ball came in a little lower than he wanted it, but he very alertly, we talked about Firebend making quick decisions, that time holder Kellen Komenda saw that it was not going to be a good snap to put down on the rubber, and he whipped around, went in the opposite direction to the right side, and scampers in for the 2 points. That makes the score 66-33, and it certainly looks a whole lot better on the scoreboard. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to football from Binghamton's Alumni Field on WCDO.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311. Help Chambers and O'Hara keep our communities warm by dropping off gently used coats for the needy at our dealership on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Short kick. Shane Gowan will fall on it at the 30-yard line, and the Tigers will take over following the kick that followed another 8 points being put on the board by the Unitigo Spartans.
Yeah, Unitigo on the touchdown play was a kind of a bubble screen to the right, and Kyle Spaulding caught it at the line of scrimmage, made two people miss on the right sideline, crossed all the way across the field to the left sideline.
Look out, we could have another touchdown coming right back as the ball is going to be carried in by number 11. That is going to be Jake Lewis, another one of those sophomores, as he managed to find a hole in the Unitigo defense, and he goes forever. That one started back at the 30-yard line, and that would be a 70-yard run by Jake Lewis. And, yep, they are going to say it is good for the touchdown, and that goes to 72-33.
Not to be outdone by Tioga, but back to Spaulding's running. He went from one sideline to the other sideline and almost stepped out to five. He made three or four really good moves and dipped in and made people miss for the Unitigo touchdown.
We agree. The ball is going to be kicked up and through. Tanner Folk manages to find the uprights. And with that, the score goes 73-33. And it is very interesting because it has not necessarily been because of a lack of defense. We've seen good defense. We've seen mistakes that the offense capitalized on.
Right.
But it has not been one of those things where there is no defense in this ball game, even though more than 100 points have been scored. And that is one of those things you don't find too often. Look at the games that were here last night. It happened to be an opportunity. I was thinking when the scores came in, it was Elmira over Binghamton 42-22. It was Maine Endwell winning another one 35-15. It was all of those, they were repetitive sort of scores, 42-22. Yeah. I also want to make mention of the fact that Chester defeated Roscoe Downsville Livingston Manor down in Section 9 last night. Roscoe and Downsville are both here in Section 4, but they play in the league with Livingston Manor. Kellen Comenda momentarily loses the football, has to go back and pick it up. When he picks it up, there's going to be very little running room. Let me say that was Braden Beadle instead of Kellen Comenda. Love the 8 and 9. This time it was number 8, Braden Beadle, the sophomore, manages to come back out across the 15 to about the 16 and a half before he is stopped. 9 minutes, 4 seconds remaining in this ball game, the first of a triple header here at Alumni Stadium on the turf here today. Josh Fireman is scrambling. He fires it out on the flat. I do believe that is going to be you're going to say Tanner Winchester? All right, we'll wait and see.
Number 6.
It's going to be 6, 8, or 9. It's always one of those three guys. I do believe that's No, I think you're right. I think it is going to be Tanner Winchester. I haven't seen Tanner in there a whole lot. His family, loyal listeners. Sandy helping her mom recover there in Mount Upton. Ball going to be passed out again, and again it goes to Tanner Winchester, and Winchester breaks into the clear. He's across midfield, and he will go all the way as Tanner Winchester just looks over his right shoulder as he outpaces three blue uniforms. And with that, it is 73-39.
I'm not sure if they have a record for points scored in a game or they keep those records, but this has to be approaching the record if there is one.
I am one of those sometimes number geeks, and I will be going back down through and trying to find out what happened last year, and somewhere in this notebook of trivia, I've probably got that somewhere along the line. It's going to be Josh Fireman kicking again, and again, it is going to be Kellen Komenda holding. This time the kick is down, it is up, and it is right on the money. So 73-40 is our score. You're listening to Saturday Afternoon Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Coach Art Regas back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Tioga, who won it in 2011, won it in 2012, have a commanding 33-point lead here in 2013. The ball kicked away. It is going to be Jeff Lynch, and Lynch is just going to be creamed as he gets across the 25 to about the 28. And who is it? Well, it is that unidentified player by the name of Nate Wilsey. I said before, I think he has an identity crisis this year. He had number 41 for some of his games, number 53 for some of his games. Today he's wearing number 77.
He hit him. Took him right off his feet that time. That was a heck of a...
I'm going to have you bring your mic back down a little bit closer. Okay, so here we go again. It is going to be another handoff that will go in there to number 11, Jake Lewis. And Lewis, at the near sidelines, is ridden out of bounds at about the 33. And a flag has been thrown.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're what they got called for, a horse collar maybe. It looked like he kind of pulled him down, but I'm not sure if he actually had the... Yep, he got called for the horse collar, but I think he just had the jersey. He had grabbed the jersey inside the neckline.
That can stop a person. You know, I've said a number of times, these jerseys are really, I don't know what they're made of, steel or something, because I've seen a couple of times this year where various players have gotten a hold of nothing but the jersey, but it was enough to bring the man down.
Yeah, it was like he had a handle on him that time. He brought him right to the ground and unfortunately got a penalty for it.
The penalty will move it out to the 47. The ball will be snapped and run by Matt Jump, and Jump, with flags on the field, gets across midfield, across the 45, and the official now is counting the players. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. I don't see what it is, but I know that they are going to call the penalty against Tioga.
I think it was a motion call.
Well, it was funny because the official was counting people. Yep, it's going to be a motion, illegal procedure. I noticed that Sam Burns, the reserve quarterback, didn't argue that in any way. 73-40 is our score. We are at 7.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter of this game. Burns is back out on the field. He will go handoff in there to Matt Jump again. Jump tries the left side of the line. The ball is going to be coughed up, but I do believe they will say the stop. No, they're going to give the ball to the Unitego Spartans.
Jared Smith, that time, had a tackle for a loss and caused fumble.
Great playing. That's all you can say. I thought the man had probably had been stopped before the ball was coughed up, but the officials say that is not the case, and it will be the Unitigo Spartans offensive unit going back to work again as they will have the ball at the 42-yard line. 7:09 on the clock. Snap goes back to Firebend. He scrambles right side. He's going to put it in the air, Kellen Komenda. And will they say he was inbounds? And yes, they will.
And I'll tell you what, this is one of those catches that the kids practice and they joke around with, where he stopped at the sidelines, got his feet in, made the catch, and fell down out of bounds. What
yep.
a great catch.
Perfect play. Puts the ball down to the 10-yard line. So it will be just touching the 10. Boy, I'll tell you, that is, you could almost say they could get the first down without getting the touchdown. They have not put down the markers. Ball is going to be Firebend, who will feed it out off to one of his players, and we'll have to wait and see who that is. It may have been Corbin Henry, number 10, who is carrying that ball that time. He will get down inside the 5. As he battles his way to about the 3-yard line, second and goal to go for the Unitigo Spartans. So this time the ball will be in motion and Firebend will carry it in himself. So Josh Firebend had a man in motion. He faked the ball off to Tanner Winchester, pulled it back into his own gut. He went off to the right side and goes in for all intents and purposes untouched. And that will make the score 73-46. And another opportunity for Firebend to kick the point after. Kellen Komenda's ready to go, down on one knee. The snap is going to be Komenda now pitching it on back to Firebend. Firebend will not make it. He is going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 1. Well, you almost sense that Kellen Komenda just had that little hesitation, didn't drop down to his knee that time. You could almost see that that play was not going to be a kick. So we have 73-46, our score. We'll be back with more. You're listening to football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves and Coach Art Regas here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Short kick by the Unitigo Spartans is going to be momentarily bobbled and then picked up by Jake Lewis. And by that time, he is only able to get to about the 35 before he will run into a wall of white jerseys. 5:56. It was the Tioga Tigers who went up to a sizable lead early in the ball game behind the powerful running of not only Brad Jump but also Jesse Manuel. And after having a comfortable halftime lead, we have seen lots of scoring by the reserves of both of these teams. Now it is Sam Burns who will hand it off in there again to Jake Lewis. Lewis battles his way up toward midfield. His knee finally comes down at the 46-yard line as it is good enough for the first down for the Tioga Tigers. And we want to thank all of the Tiger fans listening along the line on WCDOsports.com today. A service of SFCU. momentary discussion going on. Sam Burns off talking to the coaches on the near side. They're just watching the clock run down. 5:10. Now Burns begins to go on in. There may have been a flag on that one.
The 25-second clock ran out. I don't know whether they did that on purpose or he called timeout right before it.
Now they're calling a delay of game. The ball will be marched back across the 45 down to about the 42.
I think Tioga just wants to get this one in the books. The game has pretty much been decided since half, but I don't think they like the idea of giving up 50 points to Unitego, and that may happen if they get the ball back.
Remember last year when they ran off late in the ball game, 7 minutes of play. Now the ball will be carried again by Jake Lewis. The sophomore gets across midfield, across the 40, down to the 39-yard line. So it didn't make any difference that they gave up penalty yardage. Mr. Lewis decides he's going to get it right back. So in last year's game, it was a much closer game than this, but when the Tigers decided late in the ball game to burn the clock, they successfully managed to run up more than 7 minutes. And Unitego didn't get the ball back until it was 12.9 seconds remaining. Ball going to be kept on the ground this time. Jake DeJoy makes the stop. I don't know who the ball carrier was that time, as his jersey was totally obscured. It was completely covered. You're going to say it was Jake Lewis again?
I think it was number 11. They've been handing him the...
Well, that time he had white jerseys all over him, so you couldn't see what he was. We're inside 4 minutes, final period of play.
And they're working very hard. To every time they're letting the clock get down to under 5 seconds before they snap the
Josh
ball.
Josh Kipcart comes out. Shane Gowan goes on in. So a quick change for the Tigers. Ball going to be carried down to about the 29-yard line. And let's see. They say that is going to be good enough for the first down. Let's see. Nope, it's going to be... Now there's a big discussion going on, and they're going to say bring the chains in. I don't know. And that one, that probably looks like it might be close enough to have the first down. 3 minutes and 3 minutes and 13 seconds, and they are going to check it out. This game being brought to you by the Roma Restaurants in Sydney, along with one over in Morris and the one in Oxford. By Shandello Federal Credit Union, our good friends at AmeriGas, and by Jess F. Howe's Building Supply. And it is, I was wrong, it is not going to be enough for the first down.
He raised his thumb and his finger. He said it's third and half an inch.
Yeah, it's literally not much.
The tackle last time, first tackle of the game, Brandon Gillette, 10th grader for UT, who got in on the action.
Hey, give credit where credit is due. Third and inches. Sam Burns has his team up here, and this time you can expect the quarterback keeper, as he gets more than what he needs, as he will get the ball as he plunges forward, gets through to about the, we'll call it the 29. 28-yard line. They have one of the Unitego Spartans shaken up. Jacob Hamm, a freshman. I wanted to give a shout-out to all of the freshmen we have in here, and I'll try to get them in there. Well, we might just as well do it right now. Freshmen in who were called up for this game, Zach Youngs is a freshman, Jared Smith, a freshman, Parker Packard, John Havens, Seth Burnham, you don't get your name mentioned too often on the radio. Dylan McAdams is a freshman coming up. Eli Young brought up. Jacob Morrison, Tyler Jordan, Ben Judd, and the aforementioned Jacob Hamm.
Yeah, can I add that Jared Smith has played a lot in the second half and had three tackles.
Look out. Sam Burns is getting down inside the 10 before he is going to be hit in there by Brandon Gillette. And Gillette stops him at about the 6. So now we are down near the two-minute mark, and the Tioga Tigers not letting up, managing to keep the pressure on. They lead 73-46 in this ball game.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them start taking a knee right now.
That would be a good way to consume a lot of time. So here we go. First and goal to go. Sam Burns gets the ball. We'll hand off to, let's say, number 44 in there. It was either Jake Lewis, number 11, or Keegan Brink. Well, I believe it was number 11. I believe it is going to be Mr. Lewis.
That was 42 on the tackle.
That will be now a second down as the ball is put down at about the 5. They will give him forward progress on that. Clock runs down to the final minute. And I do want to give a shout out and a big thank you to Joe Gardner. It's been a real pleasure to work with him all season. He manages to get all the commercials played, gets our games streaming, gets our games audio archived, and we will have a flag thrown in the backfield, illegal procedure being called against the Tioga Tigers. And Sam Burns and company not very happy about that call, as they had managed to prance into the end zone again, only to see it called back. It will bring the ball back to about the 12-yard line. And right now we have every TV crew around zooming in on the Tioga bench. If you plan to watch the TV tonight, you'll be seeing pictures of the celebration. Again, the flag will fly, and it's probably because of delay of game. We will see. And it is going to be called against Tioga. And again, another 5 yards is marched back. This will move the ball back to the 15-yard line. That was interesting. How come they only went to the 15? It was at the 12 to begin. Well, maybe it was at the 10 to begin.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they're running plays. I got to be honest with you. With 73 points on the board,
49 and a half seconds, and now it will be again another play, as this one's going to be a quarterback keeper, and look out, it is going to be Sam Burns, who dives for the end zone, and he whumps that football down in the blue of the end zone and says with a bit of emphasis, "I scored in this championship game." And a very happy Sam Burns comes to the near sideline. 79-46 is our score with 40.7 seconds remaining. And Tanner Folk is going to have the ball held by Ryan Ferguson. The kick is up, and the kick is going to be through the uprights. And the Tioga Tigers wanted to score 80 points. They have scored 80 points. Well, I made mention before of our thanks to go out to all of not only the folks who write the commercials, sell the commercials, and to Joe Gardner, who gets everything organized back at the studio. And we want to thank you, the listeners, who are so faithful at listening week after week. And we want to thank also our people at Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, Amerigesh and Dello Federal Credit Union, and the Roma Restaurants in Sydney, Oxford, and Morris, who make these postseason games possible. So now, you go for a little short squib kick. You don't want to have the run back. You don't want to have all of this. Ball going to be teed up by Tanner Fulk. He does not have Carter Jackson in there, so the chances are he's going to kick it himself. We will see. He approaches the football, and he does kick one that will be gathered in at about the 20-yard line by Kellen Komenda. Komenda still on his feet. Gets to the 40, gets to the 45, and gets across midfield and is finally run out of bounds, 26.9 seconds.
I think they're going to throw for the end zone. What do you think, Harry?
I have gained such respect for Josh Firebrand and Kellen Komenda. I think that they do it just for their own enjoyment.
Well, they certainly came out in the second half and said, let's go have fun. Let's have some fun. We love playing the game. Let's make things happen. And it was certainly entertaining, if not.
Oh, man. So, if you want things to do this weekend, well, you're going to have to check your local events calendar, because I didn't go down through all of the stuff that you can do this weekend. I would be kidded by Anthony about, what are you doing all these things? I said, well, sometimes if you have a pause, you actually got to have something to talk about. Josh Firebrand, a little short pass, goes out to Kellen Komenda. Tanner Winchester. And Winchester will go to the end zone. So we said that the Unitego Spartans wanted to have fun. Josh Firebrand, and that pass, just a little short floater, probably didn't go 10 yards, but with that, Tanner Winchester goes to the end zone, 80-52 is our score right now, 13.2 seconds remaining. And if you said, we just want to have fun, the Unitego Spartans go out in a bit of style. Kick up by Firebrand. It is up, and the officials raise their hand, and it is 80-53. Well, I'll tell you, they weren't able to score enough points to be able to eclipse all of the points that the Tigers had given up this season. They have given up 56 coming into this ball game. It is now up to 109 points, but Unitego ends up almost equaling everybody else in the league.
I know there's only 13.2 seconds left.
I know.
But it's not over. I wouldn't be surprised to see it onside and go again.
I would not be surprised at anything, trust me. Well, the sun has pretty much stayed out through this entire game. It has been, you know, sort of a looking through a high cloud haze, but it has been one of those days when it hasn't been a bad day to watch a football game. And we've had a lot of good football game weather this season. So Josh Firebrand going to kick it away again, 13.2. He raises his hand, says everybody ready. He approaches the football, and boom, it'll be a big long kick. It is going to be gathered in by Jeff Lynch. And Lynch may find a hole, too. Look out. He gets to midfield, and now he has a lot of jerseys around him. He is brought down by Firebrand. He is brought down in there. That is going to be number 8. That is Braden Beadle. I do believe we have a flag on the play, but with that, time has run out. And both of these teams go to their respective benches. So if there was a penalty on that last one, it is known only to the official.
Yeah, I think they picked that one up and put it back in their pocket.
So we will be back with a quick recap and our award winners for today's game coming up momentarily. We have the Shenango Forks Blue Devils coming out onto the football field, ready to go with their second game. Waverly is going all the way across the way to the far sidelines. Coach Matt Halfley giving a big greeting of friendship to one of the Waverly coaches coming in. And with that, it will give us time to break away and wrap things up. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your home, doing more for less counts. And at NBT Bank, that counts to us. Now make more of what's yours with the new home equity line of credit with a 3-month introductory rate of 0% APR and no closing costs. When it comes to making the most of your home, you can count on us. Stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 500501.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for less.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Art Regas back here at Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. The Tioga Tigers scored early in the ball game and frequently in the ball game and led the entire ball game, but it was not a horrible game.
No, it was an exciting game. I've got to tip my hat to the, both coaching staffs, Tioga for being so prepared. Their offensive line was unbelievable. And for, Coach McCroney at halftime, having given up 51 points the first half, they certainly could have packed it in. And their kids did anything but. They came out and played with the fire and the excitement and hung 40 points on the board. It was pretty fun to watch.
We just watched the ceremony going on out here in front of us. Don't mean to make noise in your ears, folks, but they were presenting the awards to the various teams, and it's so interesting because when you look at the co-captains who came out to accept the awards, I don't say trophies, but whatever, for Tioga, it was seniors. When you looked at the man who went out to accept the award for Unitigo, it was Josh Barban, a sophomore. Last year, Unitigo graduated 14 seniors. This year, they will be graduating 13 seniors. They are definitely looking at the future, and the future for Unitigo doesn't look all that bad.
No, it looks good. They've, a great coach one time told me, we'd love to get those skill guys back because it's hard to coach up what Josh Barban did. You can certainly refine it, but he's a special athlete, and they got a bright future in that school.
So you're going to be seeing football next year, and I hopefully will be back around to enjoy a whole lot of it along with everybody else. So I don't want to give a play-by-play recap, but we will say simply that the Unitigo Spartans saw a very powerful football team. Tioga absolutely proved that they are every bit the winner that they came into this ball game. They came in outscoring their opposition 311-56. The thing that I can't get over is that what do we have, 130-some-odd points?
133 points. And that, the Tioga team, they're as good a D football team as I've seen since 2007 with the Walton team. I would be surprised if they're not in the state championship game.
So now we see the team lining up down below us that's saying Section 4 Class D Division Champions. And it is a very inspiring thing to see Waverly out on the football field warming up, but it is the Tioga Tigers who are having their pictures taken, and players all over the place. So So it's an opportunity for us to look at our post-game show. It's being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. Well, it is one of those situations where I always look for bright spots in any award after the game. Did you see any offensive bright spots that you want to make comment on today?
Well, we spoke about the quarterback play, but you know, Kyle Spaulding had a pretty good day. He had two long touchdown runs, made some people miss. He looked as good. You know, obviously along with Komenda looked pretty good, but There were several bright spots on the offensive side of ball.
So we will give Kyle Spaulding a mention, a sophomore looking ahead to the future as our offensive player of merit today. Post-game show is also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet, four locations to serve you: Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and now a location in Delaware County in Margaretville. And the defensive mention that we want to throw out today.
I'd like to tip my hat to Joe Smith, number 73, a senior, 5'11", 225-pound defensive lineman.
We had
five solo tackles today.
Yeah, it's one of those things where the unsung heroes sometimes are the guys that are buried on defense or buried in the center of a line, and we give a tip of the hat to them. All-Purpose Award being sponsored by ACO Brands of Sydney, sponsoring youth activities in the various Tri-Town communities, and always happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACO Brands, proud to be a local employer. So, Coach Regas, what do you have to say about a good all-purpose player today?
I would have to tip my hat to, number 11, Ryan Marzell. He did it on offense. He did it on he had 11 solo tackles on defense. He made things happen on offense. He had a pretty good football game.
You know, all season long, I have watched a player, and I may be criticized for this, but you watch a player who plays for the joy of playing. And Kellen Komenda always seems to take a great deal of joy in just playing. And if there's any other guy in there, it's Ryan Marzell.
Yeah, both of them. Both of them are out there having fun for 48 minutes.
Yep, that they are. It has been our pleasure to bring you these games throughout the year. It is a final score of 80-53. They've had so many points I can't even remember what it is. So this is the end of another season for us. I'm Harry Graves. It has been Art Regas who filled in today for Anthony Beers. I very much appreciate his effort. We wish Anthony the best on television side up at SUNY Oneonta as he was doing a soccer game today. So we hopefully will see you again next year. In the meantime, stay tuned for Continuous Favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490. Or join us via WCDOsports.com. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears from Binghamton's Alumni Stadium. Good afternoon, everybody.